Now, my theory, and I think Darktown Strutter sounds the best, just as an overall lead. And my theory there is that he's leading it a lot like a New Orleans trumpet lead.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think that's definitely where I would go, too. I think the only time he sort of veers off course, and it may be that was what he intended, is on the out chorus of Darktown Strutter's Ball, where he's almost like soloing on that rather than playing a real straight-ahead sort of lead for a band, in my opinion. At the beginning, he's sticking pretty close to the melody. As a matter of fact, the part in the tune where it says, I'm going to dance off all my shoes, da-da-da-da-da, I was listening to Goody play it, where he goes, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I thought, you know, I've heard that somewhere before, and I pulled out Bunk's record of it. And Goody plays a very similar sort of variation on the lead as Bunk did.
Fascinating.
Which I thought is kind of interesting, since Goody's recording was from the 30s and Bunk's recording was from the 40s. So I think that might have been a little variation that was a part of the New Orleans musical vocabulary on that tune. It's obviously more of a New Orleans style than what I would consider to be a swing style of that time.
I consider it his best trumpet recording.
It's hard for me to say best because I find that they're all very interesting. You know, each one has got something that makes it interesting for me. If his tone sounds really good on one recording and doesn't sound quite as nice on another recording, it could simply be down to the fact that he was doubling or didn't quite have the embouchure the way he would have liked it to be. And
I get it. Okay.
Because of the doubling thing, it could be that particular track, the one that you're recalling where he doesn't sound all that great. That could have been like the last track recorded of the day, and he'd been switching back and forth between the two.
Yeah, that's possible.
Two or three instruments, and it could be taking its toll.
I get it. Okay.
His reed playing won't suffer from the trumpet playing, but it's the trumpet playing that's going to suffer from the reed playing.